Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us on a Monday night on the grid. Big week. It is Super Bowl week. We've gotten past the bye week, and now it is finally on. Everybody getting themselves down to New Orleans, ready for the Chiefs and the Eagles. One more time around this Sunday at the Superdome. Got media night tonight. All the dopey questions get asked. Everybody has themselves a good laugh down there. So we'll see if we see anything funny from that. We have lots of NBA tonight. Tons of games. I believe 10 games tonight in the NBA. Only one hockey game. One game. I mean, NHL's about to shut down for 2 weeks on Sunday. And they got nights this week with one game on them. I mean, honestly, wake up. And we do have some college basketball. There's really only one heavy hitter game, which is going to be this Iowa State-Kansas game. But we do have some other things that we will be involved with. Tomorrow night's college basketball slate is tremendous. So we might even have some time to peek ahead and look at that, too. We, of course, also have Rory won at the golf. And we have one of the best golf events this week, the Waste Management out in Arizona, so we'll take a look at the first numbers there. We had some massive trades in the NBA, including maybe one of the biggest trades you'll ever see, with Luka going to the Lakers, AD going to Dallas. So first time we get to give some thoughts on that as well. Mike Carver here with you. Sans Joe out on assignment in New Orleans. He's there along with everyone else. So they're down in the Big Easy. Joe's there all week. You get me tonight, you get me tomorrow night, and then all the Super Bowl coverage on the grid will be there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night leading up to the game. So only a couple of CNLs this week, and we're going to try to have some fun and get as much action in as we can before we ship out for the week as well. So like we said, no Joe, solo mission for me, but not really, because Hit Burbell is in the mix this week with me, too. Matias been sweating. He's had a lot going on. Very busy. Always has to make sure we can get the show on the air on time properly. And Matias, once again, was able to pull that off this evening. And that's why he's the best in the biz. Hi, Matias. How you doing?
What's up, Mike? I'm glad to be here. Man, Super Bowl week is upon us, man. That's like, I'm pumped. I'm pumped for the whole entire game. I'm pumped for the week. I'm pumped for the Super Bowl parties on Sunday. And I'm pumped for this Sacramento Kings and this Oklahoma City Thunder game because, you know, I got some plays in it. And Sabonis has been my golden star every single time. He didn't get the job done for me last time. Remember, he came up a rebound short, really stabbed me in the back. But tonight we get it, and we get it again. 14 rebounds, baby. The countdown is on. I'm excited.
14 bounds you went with tonight, huh? You're going for 14 bounds from him. Now, I was wondering, now, obviously these you had all these trades this weekend, and tonight's the first night where Sacramento and San Antonio is playing, so I do see LaVine and Sissoko not there yet for Sacramento. What about the Spurs? Did the Spurs start? Yeah, Spurs-Grizzlies. Did they get everybody? Fox is out, so no Fox yet for him, so he won't make his Spur debut tonight either. Minnesota minus 4.5 at home against the Kings, which is about to tip any moment now, so Matias is in on that. Spurs and Grizzlies are going to tip any moment as well. Memphis minus the 3.5. Heavy total there. 240 and a hook tonight for the Spurs and the Grizz, but they both play pretty wide open. Wizards are up. How about the Wizards kicking the Hornets' teeth in by 21 as they get to the end of the first half? Just beating them down in Charlotte tonight. Hawks are up 11 on the Pistons late in the first half. Could be a good Piston. We've had some good luck, Matias, with the Pistons in the second half against some of these not as good teams. So maybe we'll take a shot with the Pistons tonight.
I like it.
In the second half again. You like it? You like the Pistons? We'll see. Let's get to halftime in 2 minutes and see where
they've been
at.
Paying us. See if I remember. You're right. We've been. Yeah. I like this Pistons team. We've been making money on them, Mike. I've been riding with you on the Pistons all season long.
We have been. And the Rockets and the Knicks are at the Garden. Tied at 25. They're in the final minute of the first quarter. In that one, also starting in a couple moments, Bucks Thunder. Now, the Bucks have basically got the skeleton crew going tonight. No Giannis, no Dame time, no Middleton, him. They're all out. 17.5. Ooh. That's a big number.
That's a lot of points.
Big number, man. That's a heavy hitter number there. I mean, nobody playing for the Bucks tonight. Nobody. Who's in the Bucks? What is the Bucks starting lineup tonight, Matias? Hold on here. Let's get the Bucks. Bucks have to have already done this because they're starting the game right now. Starting five. Listen to starting five. This is the Ryan Rollins, AJ Green, Andre Jackson Jr., Torian Prince, Chris Livingston. That's who the Bucks are starting in OKC tonight. 17.5. Now, me and Pharrell usually have a theory, Matias, and that is when a team isn't playing all its players and they're getting a big number, we actually usually take it. Because more times than not, those guys are actually, they're busting their ass the whole night. They're trying. And there's a tendency for the other team to sometimes take the night off, know they're going to win the game, but don't completely throttle them by 30 points, you know? So sometimes there's a, you know, 17.5 is a lot of juice, man. That's a lot of juice.
It is, and it makes me worry about my Shai Gilgeous-Alexander prop at 35 points, but not the 2-3s. You know why, Mike? Because if they are to go up by a lot of points, you know he's not going to be playing at the end of the game.
Well, I don't know the type of game. I'll say, watching the Thunder, because you know how I get with these guys who leave the game early. The Thunder's actually one of those teams. You know, Daniel, he plays them deep into the game, even like deep into the fourth, even in blowouts. He lets these guys eat. You know, that's his strategy. He's not one of these guys who, and they've had a lot of blowouts, he don't empty the bench for the entire fourth quarter. That's really not his way. So I wouldn't be too nervous if you got some SGA stuff, even though it looks like it could be Smash City tonight. I think that you still might be all right because he lets all these guys get theirs at the end of the day. We do have Pelicans Nuggets. That's at the top of the next hour in Denver. Pacers Jazz. Pacers have been unbelievable. What is it, 17-22? I think 11-2 since the beginning of the year. They've been on fire, scoring tons of points. That's a big total tonight, 242.5. Indiana minus 6.5 on the road in Utah. Magic are getting 3.5 in Golden State against the Warriors, 209.5. And the Trailblazers, who have been beating everybody. They beat the Suns Saturday night at home. They play the Suns again tonight. They're getting 4.5. I believe they've won 7 out of 8. 4 in a row. Or they're going for 4 in a row again. And a sweep of this little two-gamer with the Suns in town. Suns are sounding like they could be possibly selling some pieces off. AD, maybe. Big trades, man. We're going to talk about that over the weekend. Big trades. Luka time in Los Angeles. And more. We'll keep you watching all these games as well. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're just getting going on a Monday night. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. Channel 159 here with you on a Monday night. Of course, it is Super Bowl week. Chiefs and the Eagles coming up on Sunday. We will have, we'll go through plenty of stuff. I know, like I said, we're only here a couple nights this week. George is with me tomorrow, so we'll do a lot of running through all the numbers and the props and everything that's involved with that when we get there. Let me tell you guys at least what else is going on live right now. I gave you all the NBA that is in the mix, and they are underway. And as I talked up, you know, the Bucks with the 17.5, the Thunder are up 9 like 3 minutes into the game, so they're already smashing them. So maybe we get some late thunder from the Bucks and somehow crawl across that 17.5. College basketball tonight. The only game right now that I guess you could say has some juice, maybe. Virginia's beating Pitt 42-26 in Pitt. Now, Pitt's a hell of a lot better than Virginia this year. They got this game locked right now. I'm waiting for them to throw a line back on. I wouldn't mind if the number's enticing to maybe take Pitt here, even though they've looked pathetic. 15:50 to go in this game. Let me throw this on here. See why they're locking up the score in the Pitt game. For Virginia, who this year, once they throw it on, man, that was... Did you hear all that, Matias? See, I can't have this right now. I'm going to have to deal with that during the break. 42-26 for that one. Now, Kansas and Iowa State will play at 9 o'clock East. So in about 45 minutes, they'll tip that. Kansas minus 2.5, 145.5 the total there. Of course, Iowa State, they've had a tough week. They lost at Arizona last week, and then they got smashed by Kansas State on Saturday. So that dropped them from 3 down to 8 in the top 25. Kansas lost to Baylor on Saturday, so they need to get off the mat as well. Kansas hasn't played particularly well this year either. Minus 2.5 for them at home in Lawrence, as we mentioned. Other than that, unless you're a mid-major maven, now, as you know, there's a lot of mid-major conferences I like, mostly the West Coast ones, Big West, WCC. I don't mind a few of the East Coast ones where it's the CAA. The NEC, I like that conference. There's a few that I like, but there's the ones going tonight. There's only so many of them you could try to keep track of. And the MEAC and the Summit and the SWAC, and there's a few others later on. You do have some, Big Sky's going tonight too. You know, it's you can't see everybody. Weber State getting 2.5 at home against Northern Arizona. There was one good game in the CAA tonight, which was the, let me bring it up here, Charleston and William & Mary. William & Mary down at home 17-10, and they're grabbing 4.5 right now. That's very early. They just started, so about 13 minutes left in the first half in that one. But it's a very light night. Later on, I'll give you the slate for Tuesday in college. It's really good. Marquette St. John's at the Garden. You have Arizona BYU tomorrow night. Michigan State's at UCLA. Of course, we talked up Michigan State last week, and then they go and lose to USC. Joe with the crypto play there, right? Wasn't Joe's big crypto play USC against Michigan State?
I texted him, Mike. I texted him Saturday night. I let him know. I said, you called it. Props. I gave him a hard time. I started asking him questions. Like, why'd you pick USC, Joe? Why'd you pick USC? Remember he got all salty at me? He's like, yes, too many questions.
The other game he picked was no good. He went 1-1 with those crypto plays. Whatever the early game was, it did not go well for him. I would have to go back and check what that was. But I do remember him saying that to me early on for it. So there's your college for tonight. As far as the hockey, we round up all the live material for this evening and move on to some things. Towards the end of the first in Nashville, Senators and Predators scoreless with about 3 minutes to go. Although I have that locked now, I'm assuming that Matias is on a first team to score in this game. There's only one hockey game tonight. I'm sure you have a first team to score. Who are you on?
I'm on the Senators, baby. I'm on the Senators. And now that you told me that the score is locked up, I'm a little worried.
You know.
Oh, is it in? Is it in?
Who's got it? Senators?
It's locked up. No, it's 0-0. Saros jumped on top of the puck before he crossed the line. It's a close one. That's why it's locked up.
I was a little nervous about that game. I didn't get involved because I thought the line was a little fishy, to be fair. I mean, Ottawa has been playing really good hockey. Nashville stinks. I was 20 points better than Nashville this year, and they were dogs there tonight. Didn't make a lot of sense. Didn't make a lot of sense to me. So that was just a turn the other way. I'm not getting involved here, which is precisely what I did. I stayed out unless we find something that we want to do later. But again, why is the game locked? You watching that game?
Yeah, I am. It's under review right now. They're looking at it under the, I was going to say under the tent, but over the glass. So I'm not still waiting on it. I think it's clear that the puck didn't go through. I wonder if there may be... Oh, you know what? It does look like the puck goes through, actually. Mike, actually, on a different angle here.
So this
it's under review. It's going to come down to the judge.
Ottawa goal?
Yeah, it's going to be an Ottawa goal, if anything. So I'm holding my breath. Let's go, baby.
I hope you get it. Be a good start to the night for you. You can get some things cooking here. It sucks when there's only one hockey game on. Like, I don't understand. The NHL, I know Gabe talks about this all the time. Nobody is worse with stuff like this than the NHL. Like, they're shutting down for 2 weeks on Sunday. Why does everybody need to be off tonight? Why do we not have 4, 5, 6 games tonight? We're all going to sit out for 2 weeks. Makes no sense. Really doesn't.
No goal. Right. No goal for goaltender interference. No goal. No goal. 0-0 still.
Sweat continues for Matias with the first goal of the game in Ottawa, Nashville. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. On a Monday night, we're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Here with you on the grid on a Monday night, Super Bowl week, which is upon us. Of course, Carver sans Lisi, Joe out on assignment there in New Orleans. You'll see him on the network all week long, doing a whole bunch of stuff. I saw some video. I did not talk to Joe today. He's very busy. But I saw videos of him and DRS and KW all over New Orleans, taking care of business down there at the media center. So good for them. I finally got the Pitt game on. They're down 14 at home here. Pitt's 14-7 this year. Kind of a bubble team. ACC, as we know, is not going to get as many teams in. And Virginia just bagged a 3 to go up 17. Virginia's 10-12 this year. They're 3-8 in the conference. They stink. But they are smashing Pitt tonight. So let's see what we get Pitt here with 12 minutes to go. 10.5 down 17. Are they really going to go down like dogs at home here? Give you no effort over these last 12 minutes? No fight whatsoever? They got to give you a little something. Got a timeout. I got the under 12 timeout, so I got a minute to think about this here. 50-33.
It just went down to 9.5. And I'm definitely not in on that. Double digits, I'd be in.
Shea Gilgeous is smoking it, Mike. Shea's smoking it. OKC up 30-19 with 3 to go, baby. Let's go. 17 points now. 17 points for Shea. 17
he's
points.
Got,
Mike. Let's
he's
go,
got
baby.
17 of their 30 points. He's such a machine, man. It's amazing.
Guy I took him tonight because of you. You're the one that kind of influences, because last week I asked you, is 33 enough? And you gave me a face like, look, no doubt about it. He ended up with like 50, Mike.
Because here's the thing about SGA compared to some of these other superstars around the league. And I guess maybe the other guy that I would put is Joker, because Joker is pretty consistent of getting his every single night. Now, I know we got burned on Joker last week because he got the two fouls very early at the Garden against the Knicks, and he didn't play the whole first quarter. Really didn't play for a whole quarter, period, because then he still didn't play at the beginning of the second. And that kind of hurt a lot of his stuff. But SGA is by far the most consistent guy when it comes to 30, 35 points. Like, and he's also consistent in the fact that he plays every game, never sits. And like I was saying to you before, they, even in blowouts, tend to not take the foot off the gas. They leave their guys out there. And that's another reason why, you know, you don't have to worry. There's a lot of these guys, they don't play fourth quarters of blowouts. They sit every other, you know, they sit on the back end of back-to-backs. They sit. SGA does none of that. And that's why I think he's one of the more, you know, guys you could, not bankable. Nobody's bankable. I know that. Everybody is, you know, you're going to miss some here and there with them. But in terms of the consistency and reliability of betting a prop on a guy, it's SGA, I think, is like the best of the bunch, Matias, if I had to pick one.
You know what, Mike? I've been an SGA fan since he came out of Kentucky. You know, the Clippers drafted him. Bobby, I got to cover his first preseason in Hawaii, because that's where the Clippers went for their preseason. They went to Oahu. So I got to cover him as a rookie with a Pat Bev team and everything, and Tobias Harris.
The big island.
Exactly, man. It was great. I have pictures of Shea doing an interview with Jerome Robinson and Doc Rivers, and I'm filming both of them, looking at Shea Gilgeous. Pat Beverly's telling everybody, this guy is the truth. After his first closed-door practice, you know, Pat Beverly doesn't talk well about rookies, Mike, so for this guy to come out of his first closed-door practice, you know, talking all this smoke about Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, I kind of knew he was going to be pretty good, because Pat Bev is pretty crazy. They asked him right afterwards, what do you think about Jerome Robinson? He was nice. He didn't say anything bad, but he didn't say anything nice, Mike. And you know what? Jerome Robinson isn't in the league anymore. So, you know, wow. Shea Gilgeous is now the best player in the NBA, possibly, Mike. And it sucks because he was a Clipper. I wish he was still a Clipper.
Man, that was such an awful trade for the Clippers. Ugh. I know why they did it. You understand why they did it. But man, it ended up being such a brutal trade for them. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Speaking of trades, let's talk a little bit about the Luka stuff. Come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM. We're back here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid. 15 now is the lead for Virginia with about 10 minutes to go in the game there at Pitt. The Thunder are up 39-22, so they've hit the 17 already as they get to the closing seconds of the first quarter. There's a delay in the Spurs-Grizzlies game. I don't know what that's about, but they've been waiting a half hour to start that game. The Hornets have gotten to – Pistons are down too, Matias. We missed that one. We forgot to circle back there.
And
halftime and see what's going on with the Pistons. We missed it now. It's over. They're probably going to win the game by 10. Knicks are down 10 to the Rockets. That could be something maybe at halftime to look at. Kings are up 34-30. Who are you on with the Kings, you said?
Domantas Sabonis.
Right. He's got no boards in the first quarter.
Oh, don't tell me that.
No bounds.
no bounds. Oh my gosh. No. You know what? Not a good start, Mike. Not a good start. He usually has 7 by now. I gotta say.
So, buddy of mine just, and this has probably happened to a lot of people out there that do, you know, that we, you know, we love to play and you have all these apps now. So what would you do here, Matias? So my buddy went to put in an NBA prop on his app. I don't know which app he was using. Some of them could be tricky. Some of them, you know, are easier than others. He went to go play something and he meant to bet this prop for $50. I guess he accidentally either hit it too fast or whatever, and they put the second zero in there and ended up putting it in for $5.
Ooh, so sweat job.
He just texted me. He said, "The cash out's $400. What should I do? I don't know what to do."
What did he bet? What's the bet?
I'm waiting for him to give me that part of it. I just actually asked him, "What did you play?" and find out what it was.
Hopefully, it wasn't Sabonis rebounds.
I don't know how much he has in his account, but I guess you could play. Could play the other side for a certain amount and maybe just lose the juice. Maybe if he has enough in his account to cover that, he could do that if he wanted to. But definitely not taking the cash out for $400 and burning $100 on making a mistake like that. That's, I guess you don't want to ride out the $5 either, right, Matias? That's probably not the.
Well, you know, it's a gamble. You know, if the team he bets on or the player. If it's a prop bet,
he said it was a prop. He didn't tell me.
Could he get out of it? Like, let's say he bets points, you know, over 19 points, and his player comes out, you know, with 4 or 6 quick points. Could he cash out of a prop bet like that? You know, will they give him that?
If he gets, you know, if he gets back to the, if it gets back to the original bet, it could. You know, I'm sure, but when he put it in, I guess it hasn't started yet, and it's chopped him 100. From 500 to 400. So we'll see. I'll keep you updated on how that goes.
Well, it must be a favorite. Then,
and what
right?
he and what he decides to do. Yeah, I'm not sure. Like I said, he didn't tell me what it was he's playing, but that's happened before. Now, I've been lucky enough that I always take a look before I hit that final submit and make sure. You always got to make sure that you've got the right numbers that you want on a play before you go hit and submit. Sometimes you're in a rush. You want to get that play in, maybe a game starting, maybe something's got. You got to make sure if you're betting 50, you don't have the 500 or have 5 or have it. You know, you want to make sure that you have the right amount put in there. So we're watching these games and we're going to be all over a few things, but we have not talked yet about these massive trades in the NBA over the weekend. Massive trades. I mean, who expected? Nobody expected it. It's one of the most shocking and surprising NBA trades ever to see Luka go from Dallas to the Lakers, AD from the Lakers to Dallas. And yes, there are other bit parts that are involved in this, but at the end of the day, that's what it is. You know, there's a first rounder going back to Dallas as well in the deal, but Luka for AD. Now, a lot of people have tried to sell you all the stories surrounding the Mavericks. Oh, he ballooned up to 270 or 275. Oh, they didn't know that he was going to get a super, if he would take the Supermax or leave. Oh, they've had problems with this off the court. He's hired his own nutrition and physical fitness team outside of the team. But it sounds like at the end of the day, the general manager, Harrison, just didn't want to deal with them, or there's something that hasn't been told to the public. One of those two. He either didn't want to deal with them anymore, conditioning, etc., or he just wanted to not have it. I don't know if I buy his reasoning that in the short term, in the next 3 to 4 years, you know, Mavericks can win with Kyrie and AD. I'm not so sure about that. But one thing that I definitely am not buying is people trying to sell me that the Lakers can't win now with LeBron and Luka. I am definitely not buying that. I mean, I know the books didn't buy it. I know everybody probably ran and started betting the Lakers, but I mean, the thing was chopped in half. It went from 40 to 1 to 18 to 1 in 5 minutes. But if there's one guy who can change the fortunes or change the perception of Luka Doncic, I think that LeBron's the only guy in the entire NBA who could probably do it. When you think about it, he's talked so much about how much he respects LeBron, playing against LeBron, all of those things. For him to go there now, and LeBron could basically take him and say, listen, you have a chance to be the next great Laker. You look at the lineage, the line of that franchise. Going way back. I mean, we're talking 50, 60 years of greatness. And the baton constantly being passed. You know, you get to the 80s and you get, you have Kareem and then Magic. And then eventually you get to Shaq and Kobe. And then you get to LeBron. And then you get, you know, it's just, there's been so many legends that now LeBron can try to instill into Luka, you're next for this huge stage. And I think all the problems that you hear, made up or not, in Dallas, conditioning, work ethic, all those things, I think if there's one guy who can change all of that thinking in Luka, it is LeBron. And I think they're going to work well together. And I know they still need some size. They don't have any big men now down low. They'll get somebody. Whether that's Mitchell Robinson, who never plays for the Knicks, or some other big man, they'll get it. But I think Luka and LeBron is dangerous. I think it's real dangerous. I mean, Luka got that. Luka, I know the Mavericks were a good team last year. I mean, he dragged the Mavericks to the finals last year. He was excellent in the playoffs last year for Dallas. Telling me he can't do that in the playoffs with the Lakers and have LeBron with him too? Yeah. I'm not so sure about that. I know that people think that that's not good for the Lakers this year. I disagree. I think the Lakers are going to be just fine. And I think Luka's going to be super motivated. I think it's a great deal for them. We'll come back. I want to hear what Matias thinks of it as well for it. Because I think Lakers on the up. There's a reason that thing got slashed in half. I know it's just not only because they're the Lakers. I think they can actually win it all. Carver and Lissy, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lissy, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you on a Monday night on the grid. Virginia's going to end up winning this game. There's 6 minutes left, and they're up 19 now on Pitt. Make it 20. Oh, the kid missed a layup. Jeez. Make it 21 as they put the put back in. So Pitt's going to lose at home. That's an awful loss to Virginia. Pathetic. Matias was telling me that the Thunder are just smashing. I mean, they're up 23 with 6.5 to go in the half. Now, I understand that's, you know, I'm saying there could be some, even though I know I said to you that the Thunder, they play everyone the whole game and they do everything. I mean, if they're up, they might play everybody, but even the studs could pull back a little bit if they're up 30 points in the game. You never know. I'm sure they're going to cover the 17.5 at this point, but you never know in the NBA, Matias, especially in the second half. We're going to have
no, you're right. Games. You know, winning by 15 is the same as winning by 25 for those guys. You never know. And, you know,
yeah.
Like you said, fourth quarter, they're up by 30. They win by 12. Doesn't matter. A win's a win.
Right. Hornets are down 13 now. They were down, what I tell you, when we came on, 20-21. And they've cut it to 13 with just under 4 minutes left in the third quarter. So, well, I mean, the Wizards stink. They won there for the first time in like a month on Saturday. Chance for them to win two in a row here. And the Kings are up 9 on the Timberwolves with 8 minutes to go in the first half. 50-41. Did they go scoreless at the end of the first in that hockey game? Yes, scoreless end of one, Sens and Predators. What did you think of this deal? Now, I just saw AD's not going to play. Both these guys also aren't healthy right now either. AD's not going to play tomorrow night for Dallas against Philly. I think the first time then they play, I think, Boston after that on Thursday or Friday. I guess that's the next time he might play. And I saw Luka first time he could play would either be, some people were saying next Monday night, and then some were saying Saturday is a possibility against Indiana. Are you with me here, Matias? People think that this is just good for the future of the Lakers with Luka and how long he is. I don't think that this takes them out of play for this year or next year. I still think that Luka and LeBron would be a very dangerous combination in the playoffs, especially if they got some kind of capable big man.
Absolutely, Mike. No, I'm actually 100% with you. You know, this Nico Harrison, he's rolling the dice. And it might end up with snake eyes at the end
he's
of the
got
damn
stones,
thing for him,
man. He's got stones.
But it doesn't make sense. I'm ripping the guy. You know, to me, it's a complete disaster. And like you said, unless news comes out with, like, you know, some crazy news that we're going to break next week, you know, and that's why they got rid of him, I don't think that's the case. I honestly think Rob Pelinka just pulled off the heist of the century. I think they were having a conversation, and Rob threw something out there, and he probably thought it jokingly, and it wasn't a joke, and he went all in for it, and then I think he fleeced him in the deal. I think Dallas wanted more, and Pelinka used their own hand against him. It's like, wait a second, you're trying to trade Luka? Okay, well, why? All right, well, I'm going to use that information against you. They didn't get Connect. They didn't get more than one first-round pick. Look at what they got Mikal Bridges for, you know, over there in New York. 4 first-rounders. Look what the Spurs just gave up for De'Aaron Fox, a guy who they could have got in. My God, man. And here the Mavericks give, you know, taking Anthony Davis like he's 27, 25 years old. You know, he's out right now because he got elbowed in the damn stomach. You know, and we were just raving about him. And sure enough, he's out again, Mike. And this is an ongoing thing with AD.
There's only two ways that this works for this guy, Harrison. There's only two things that can happen. Now, both could happen, but the odds are that neither are going to happen. Number one, if Dallas wins an NBA title in the next couple of years, it's a win. I always say that. You make trades, you get it, you win a championship. Whatever the consequences are down the road, you take them. If AD and Kyrie, I guess you want to put Clay in there, and Lively and this crew, if they win an NBA title in the next 2 or 3 years, he's validated. It's just that simple. Even though it's not going to look good the 10 years beyond that, you win a title, it's a win, as far as I'm concerned. That winning a championship is above everything else. Number two.
But they're not. They're not, though. That's the thing.
Well, I don't think they're going to either. I don't think that they're going to win a title with this crew. I do not either. I'm saying if he did, he can get some validation for making this move. But the other thing is, and I saw somebody bringing this up, I wish I could say who it was, but I've seen so many basketball talking heads talking about this trade in the last 36 hours that my mind is like melded together, and I have no idea if I remember who said what. Is that this guy is just betting, this Harrison is betting that he's going to be right, that Luka's going to continue to get lazier and lazier, bigger and bigger, and not be worth Supermax $370 million over. Like, he's banking that he's going to look good and that Luka's going to not go this way and continue to go up. He flatlines or goes down. That is what he's banking on. It's a risk to take, and he's going to look real stupid if Luka wins like 2 or 3 titles with the Lakers and becomes what, you know, breaks tons of records. But if he doesn't, and
this guy would have traded Michael Jordan. This guy would have traded Michael Jordan because he was up at the casino gambling until 5 in the morning and he didn't get ready for the game on time. But you know what, Mike? He showed up and won the game, and that's why he's Michael Jordan. Luka Doncic, literally, like you said, dragged them to the NBA Finals last year. I don't care if he's drinking a beer in the hallway. I don't care if he likes to eat in the offseason. The guy is a work ethic guy. He's a proper guy. He obviously doesn't rub the same way, you know, with Luka. And that doesn't matter. That's why he's a loser. You know, it's like I said, that guy would have traded Michael Jordan. He would have traded Michael Jordan.
I think that there's obviously this conception that, and there's this story that's also out there that, like, you know, he missed 2 weeks in November because he got too big, over 260, 265. That's part of why he keeps getting these calf strains. The guy played 100-plus games last year all the way to the finals and then went to the Olympics and did Slovenia with Paris at the Olympics. Played a lot of basketball in the last year. Carver and Lacy Sports Radio, back in.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah. And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Carver sans Lisi, Joe out on assignment. He's in New Orleans all week. Make sure you check out the TV side. He'll be doing tons of stuff with DRS and KW and everybody down there all week long. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night, they'll be on with lots of stuff from New Orleans during our slot here. So make sure you tune in. All right. They're almost at halftime. The Thunder are up. They're up 27 on the Bucks. So it's getting to make it 29 as SGA scores again. What's he got in the first half? 20. He got 26 in the first half. SGA. What do you got him for, Matias? What do you got?
35.
SGA for?
35. 35 points.
35. Yeah.
And that's even money. Even money at 35.
Yeah, I know. I know Joe would hate if I did this to him, but man, you're looking good with that one. That one's looking good. So hopefully he keeps going. Hopefully he keeps going.
That's so funny. I know that those curses don't work on me. He's going to get it or he's going to get it.
Kings are up 3 on the Timberwolves, 56-53. Sabonis with 3 bounds. Keegan Murray with 17. As he's got to fill in some of the scoring, of course, they lost De'Aaron Fox. They don't have LaVine in the lineup yet. That trade, obviously, Matias, has kind of gotten pushed to the side because of this Luka AD trade. But yeah. I got to tell you, I really hate what Sacramento did here. And I get they got a lot of picks, right? And everybody loves picks. And I think one of the picks is even Charlotte's for this year. So that could end up being a pretty good pick. But, I mean, LaVine and DeRozan, like, that didn't work in Chicago. I don't know. I don't love that putting those two guys back together in Sacramento. It's just not. Me. I don't love it.
They're losers. They're losers. That's why they're a losing organization. Like for a long time.
You know, you're down on Sacramento. I guess being a Clipper guy, you don't like the Kings. Huh?
No, you
don't
know,
like Sacramento.
Yes. I don't hate them. No, it's not. That's not even that. I you know, I actually enjoyed Sacramento when they got good again recently. When they had that spurt with De'Aaron Fox just now, I enjoyed watching them. I miss the cowbells in the playoffs. You know what I mean? Doug Christie and Mike Bibby and the whole deal. Like those were fun times for me. And you know, all of California. I wish the Clippers were good at that time too, but they weren't. They were the worst team in all of sports. But
yeah,
they do dumb things, and I don't really understand San Antonio either, though. Like, that's the thing. I didn't understand the trade. They're not going to win a championship this year. So I don't understand why they would give away all their picks.
But, well, look, I'll say this. Fox is, you know, I think that Fox is young enough where, you know, I always am a guy, I like trading known quantities for, as opposed to maybes. Draft picks, at the end of the day, are maybes. Not everyone is going to be Wembanyama. Not everyone is going to, you know, there are no, it's so rare you get a no doubt about it sure thing. De'Aaron Fox is a proven commodity in the NBA. He could do it. He's 27 years old. You're putting him with Wembanyama. Next 4 or 5 years, they get another piece. You know, they didn't trade all their first rounders this year. I think they have one other. You know, because I don't know if they're going to be necessarily a playoff team this year. So I think that
I think I like Fox and Wembanyama. I think that that's good because I think they're going to add a third guy too at some point down the road. So I like it, Matias, from their aspect. I don't like it for Sacramento. And the Bulls got, like, the Bulls got scraps, man. I mean, for LaVine, who I thought had some, LaVine's a good player. He's got value. But, I mean, they got nothing back for him. Chicago. Kevin Huerter. Zach Collins. Like, you got to be kidding me.
It's a complete rebuild over there in Chicago. It's a dumpster fire. It's an absolute dumpster fire for them, which sucks because Chicago, so much history in their basketball background for so long. And over the last decade, you know, if you were born 5 years ago, you think that the Chicago Bulls are the worst team ever in the NBA, which is crazy for you and me, Mike, because we grew up the Bulls domination. You know, Michael Jordan, and it's just crazy because you don't think of them as a loser franchise, but they've been losing consistently for so long, and it doesn't look like the future is any brighter with what they're doing right now, which is crazy to me.
It really doesn't. It does not. We've got another hour to go. We'll come back. We'll keep watching all these games that are happening now. Try to get into involved in a little football stuff for Sunday. And more. We'll look at Tuesday's college basketball as well. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back after this.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.